Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going to them shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I just have to make a short statement. As the antagonist of this argument, there is a thought out there that perhaps the Democrats, the left wing of the party, get a little too woke sometimes. And they push thoughts. They push people beyond their ability to be exposed over the course of time. You know, old white guys, they move glacially, right? But you can move them. People become more compassionate. They become more empathetic when you know people that are gay and are married, and suddenly it doesn't seem so foreign to you, right? We've seen the entire country's attitudes change, mostly, but it took time. And I realize some of those things are a threat. But what I would say is the vocabulary and the fact that we must accept the pronouns, he, she, it, them, their, whatever. I mean, I can't keep track. I'm just going to be honest. If someone brought to my attention, hey, I want to be addressed as this, I'd endeavor to try and address them as that. But I don't understand the necessity of giving me pronouns. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe it's because I grew up with Southern parents. But it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? And I remember I went to a COVID. I got my nose, whatever, drive through COVID. And the person, and I don't know if it was a he, a she, a transitioning person. It was someone wearing a mask and I could barely tell. You know, it was Pat. I just wasn't clear. And I said, yes, ma'am. You know, pull up there. Yes, ma'am. And the person rolled their eyes back. And I wasn't sure if it was because I called them ma'am or because they perceived themselves somehow to be not a ma'am or, you know, it just came off as patronizing. I have no idea. I just pulled forward and I felt a little guilty. And I'm thinking, I was trying to be polite. And I'm not an old fogey to the fact that you know, love is love, man.
Yeah,
okay, I speak for the old fogies when I say this world moves fast and you kids get off my grass.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. I remember probably 20, 30 years
but
ago.
Keep up with that, you know what I mean?
Well, like, listen, here's very specific.
Well, you
mentioned if you know someone who's gay and they're married, it becomes less of an issue for you. So, yes. The experiences matter, right? If you knew someone was a trans man and they wanted you to refer to them as a man, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because I try to be polite. I mean, hell, I even call T-Bone T-Bone, right? I mean, PT, I guess. You try to call people what they want to be called. Like
it's very simple. That's great. That's a very simple and logical answer. So who cares, man? That's the point. It is just because, and to think that, you know, trans folks have just all of a sudden appeared because the Democratic Party got woke 3 years ago is a ridiculous assumption. Come on, man. You think that this has not happened throughout history, just like every other, you know, classification of human beings ever, that this is somehow brand new? And yes, the yes ma'am and the yes sirs, that is a habit. Remember, they used to call black men boys. That's just how they used to do it, right? That was a tradition. They did it historically. That's how we did it.
But now it's
about how do you want it to be? Should it be?
Okay, fair enough. I also served in the military, and it's yes ma'am, yes sir. It wasn't yes boy. And I guarantee that
boy, you're in the military, man. When you're not in the military, that's fine. But you're not in the military.
But there's different. When I call someone sir, I call Ron Johnson sir when he used to come in studio. He always knew the dagger was out when I either called him senator or sir, because I'd show respect right before I jam him right between the shoulders.
It's only respect if someone interprets it as respect, Crudy.
Did Ron think I was being respectful right before?
Probably not. But you give them a hint that the hammer was coming. But you understand what I'm saying? Just because you were taught that in the military and it became a habit for you doesn't mean when you say it to people that they want to hear it, that they appreciate it, or that they respect it or see it as a sign of graciousness. I mean, so what you have to do, what we all have to do, is contemplate that internally and understand that maybe how our experiences were, how we grew up, is not exactly how the world is.
Okay, but that is the way my world is. You know what I mean? You talk about all the time. The only one that ever beats all of my requirements is me. Well, that's my world. So what you're telling people is you've now got to change because the world has changed, right? Well, the world didn't change. We're just being exposed to broader notions.
Sure, you know, you can continue to deny that trans people exist. You continue to deny that women should have the right to have an abortion. You can continue to deny that gay people should have the same rights to marriage as everybody else. That's historical. That's factual. You want to live in that world, man, knock yourself out. I am choosing to not live in that world because I know people who are trans. I know people who are gay and married, and I appreciate them, and I love them, and I think that that's okay, and I accept them. And if you do not accept them, you know the abuse that these people get.
It's not the accepting of the people. It's the accepting of the pronouns and the vocabulary. You know what I mean? It's I got to learn a whole new vocabulary. I can barely say people's names now.
Come on, man.
You think I'm kidding?
Are you done learning, man? So you got a lot figured out? I mean, come on. Bugs Bunny was dressing in drag the whole time, and all of a sudden this is an issue.
Well, so was Rudy. You know what I mean? So was Rudy. So my contention is not with the life, and I don't think it's a choice in most cases. I think people are born that way. You know what I mean? However you are, you're born that way. Your parents tried really hard, Dom, but however you turned out, that's mostly on Dom.
I blame my parents.
And Crudy is mostly, you know, mostly the man of his own making. Yeah, a lot of influences in the world, man, but we're all responsible for our own behaviors. But I'm just telling you, man, I understand the notion because I tell off-color jokes. I walk across lines. I've been slapped plenty of times in my life. And I do it again. I do it again. I earned those slaps, but I was funny.
And, well, you think you were, maybe. Senator Hawley funny? Is Senator Johnson funny? Is Brian Kilmeade funny? Is one out of five trans people attempting suicide funny? Those things aren't funny. And it's an acceptance of those things that makes it normalized. You hear them say they don't want to normalize it. They don't want to normalize gay marriage. They don't want any of that stuff to be normal. But it is. It just is. It may be at a smaller percentage than white heterosexual marriage in this country, but it is certainly part of the human condition.
Well, that I don't disagree with you. It's just the vocabulary I take big issue with. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.